It's Thursday, August 18th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Morningstar News reports that Muslim extremists in Uganda recently attacked a man who left Islam for Christianity. Musa John Kasada, his wife, and 6 children came to Christ at an open-air event back in June. Last month, Kasada and his family fled for safety after Muslims sent a threatening message to their pastor. But the extremists ambushed the family last month. They beat him and even cut off his hand, intending to kill him. Thankfully, the arrival of sugarcane workers interrupted the attack, and Kasada was taken to the hospital. The attack is one of many recent instances of persecution against Christians in Uganda. The Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary reports that they have lost about 400 churches since Russia invaded the country 6 months ago. And the All-Ukrainian Union of Churches of Evangelical Christian Baptists reports that dozens of pastors from the 2,300 Baptist congregations in Ukraine have been forced to leave places destroyed by the war. Ukrainian pastors say their challenge is not just rebuilding the structures, but rebuilding leadership capacity that was lost. Pastor Yaroslav Pease with the Baptist Seminary said, quote, "The real challenge is similar to Nehemiah's challenge. It's not only rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, it's rebuilding the nation of Israel, of worshiping God. That's the same thing here in Ukraine," end quote. Last Thursday, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America voted to potentially revise their social statement on human sexuality. The 2009 statement said the denomination did not have the consensus on people living in vile passions with the same sex. The statement did recognize that, quote, "On the basis of conscience-bound belief, some are convinced that same-gender sexual behavior is sinful and contrary to biblical teaching," end quote. Sadly, the statement is now up for revision, as the denomination's leaders welcome people living sexually perverted lifestyles without calling them to repentance. Romans 2 verse 4 asks, "Do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?" The U.S. Department of the Interior must increase fossil fuel production on federal lands and waters as part of the Inflation Reduction Act signed by President Joe Biden on Tuesday. The act reinstates Lease Sale 257, the largest oil and gas lease sale in U.S. history. It covers 80 million acres across the Gulf of Mexico. Frank Macchiarola with the American Petroleum Institute told Fox Business, quote, "While reinstating Lease Sale 257 is a positive step forward for American energy leadership, the legislation as a whole falls well short of addressing America's long-term energy needs," end quote. Last Friday, the Louisiana Supreme Court denied appeals by plaintiffs attempting to block the state's abortion ban. Louisiana's abortion ban was triggered by the overturning of Roe v. Wade on Friday, June 24th. Now the last 3 abortion mills in the state are closing and relocating to other states. Box office revenue from R-rated films is at a 25-year low. R-rated movies accounted for 14% of theater sales this year, down from 40% in the 1990s. Such films are being pushed to at-home streaming instead. In 2021, every movie that grossed over $100 million at the box office was rated PG-13. This year, the same is true with a few exceptions. And finally, last Sunday, the experts at Israel Antiquities Authority announced that they've discovered evidence of the destruction of the Second Temple by Roman general Titus in AD 70. The antiquity experts uncovered a 2,000-year-old battleground in Jerusalem's Russian compound, one of the city's oldest districts. Archaeologists found stones they believe were used as projectiles to break down the walls of Jerusalem by the Roman army. The Roman arsenal included hundreds of ballista stones, as well as catapult machines capable of launching projectiles hundreds of meters. Eli Escocedo, director of the Israel Antiquities Authority, said, quote, the physical evidence of the huge resources employed by the Roman army in Jerusalem reflect the extremely harsh battles that eventually led to the destruction of the Second Temple. End quote. Matthew 24, verses 1 and 2 says, "Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to him, 'Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down.'" And now you know the rest of the story. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, August 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.